it's all about the divine creative process. The divine creative process from involution to evolution.
It's T.Y. the Rhymer.
Yo, before I start the session, class is now in session, but I'm not a teacher. I share knowledge. I inform people of the many deceptions we face daily. My years of research from ancient writings has brought me to this. It is easier to deceive someone than it is to convince a person they have been deceived. Remember that. It is easier to deceive someone than it is to convince a person they have been deceived. Write that down and repeat it. A lot of people don't want to hear this knowledge that I am sharing, because of fear. Fear that their belief will be shattered. Pastor told me don't listen to you, Ty. It's crazy, man. What do you do when your oppressor and your savior, your God and enslaver are one and the same? Religion or God is a controlling mechanism. If you can control someone's thoughts, you can control their actions. Now, who's controlling the religious believers? There are many names for God. Nuke Poo Nuke, I Am That I Am, Yahweh, Jehovah, Arm, Leg, Leg, Arm, Head, Allah. That's you, the complete person. I'm going to come back with some heavy hitters, man. This is T.Y. the Rhymer. This is the Cosmic Cafe. This is biochemistry and cosmic psychology being shared. T.Y. the Rhymer, Cosmic Cafe. Know thyself.
PhiladelphiaRadio.com, The Cosmic Cafe.
Already, man has gone a far way toward the solving of the great secret of this creating universe, which lies hidden in the elements, within God's alphabet of light. The locked secret has long awaited the master key of knowledge to open the doors to man. Like I told you, I'm just sharing knowledge. Man is mind. Mind creates and controls the energies of the elements. Mind may rearrange these energies and combine them in accord with its desire. So we construct the fourth dimension, the cosmic clock, by means of which all dimensions may be measured by one formula, as time is measured by the formula of hours, minutes, and seconds. Knowledge of dimensions of each state of motion will give to man the power to produce from the most plentiful of them those which are most rare. That which nature has taken millions of years to produce through orderly interchange of potentials, listen, man may produce in a few hours by forced interchange. They're not teaching you this. There is no substance which nature can produce that man cannot also produce. When he knows the dimensions which measure the illusion of form of the substance, man has control of more energy than is necessary to transmute any one element or any compound into any other element or compound. Ty, you talking some deep stuff, man. I can't rock with you. All that he lacks is the knowledge of dimension in order that he may transmute the state of potential energy locked up in a state of motion called carbon, into that other state of motion called gold. And he may have all that he desires at the cost of a very slight effort. The formula for measuring all dimensions of the various elements of matter will be written down and charted with all exactness so that man's burden of heavy labor may be lightened. It's been written down for you. Years will pass before civilization will have adjusted itself thoroughly to the changed conditions which this new knowledge will bring to the world. But from this change, a new civilization will spring. These are the dimensions which, when known and measured, will make man master, and that he will be able to evolve or devolve or transmute or synthesize the elements at will. First dimension is length. The second, breadth. The third, thickness. The fourth, duration or time. The fifth, sex. The sixth, pressures. The seventh, potentials. The eighth, temperature. Ninth, ionization. 10th, crystallization. The 11th, valence. Valence. V-A-L-E-N-C-E. The 12th, axial rotation. The 13th, orbital revolution. The 14th, mass. The 15th, color. The 16th, plane. The 17th, tone. The 18th, ecliptic. Beyond these 18 dimensions and their inclusions, there are no more measurable intervals of motion, acceleration and deceleration are now measurable. Temperature, tone, color, ionization, and those pressures which are known are now measured. Mass is measurable. Known orbits are now measured, and the unknown ones will be measured when they have been made known. The waves, which constitute the complex of all elements, have already been computed. The spectrum has been divided and the elements assorted into about 7,000 color lines of light. But they are as meaningless to man as the Hebrew language is to the Gentile. These 7,000 lines of light are the letters of the universal language of light, the language in which God speaks to man. I repeat, these 7,000 lines of light are the letters of the universal language of light, the language in which God speaks to man. When man knows this language, he will then think in it. When he thinks in light, he will then know that he is the Son of God, that he is one with God. When man thinks in light, he will then know that he is universal mind, that he is all that is, and that he is thinking, mind expressing his thinking in light, that he is omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent. He will then know that he is life and that life is eternal and that there is no death, and that he is neither place nor position in space. Excuse me. He has neither place nor position in space or time. And that dimension is as though it were not, and that there is but one, and that one he, and you and me, and the rolling hills and the sands of the sea, and the clouds and stars and the little violet bloomings and the meadows and yada 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 yada. This is T.Y. the Rama. This is the Cosmic Cafe.
IlladelphiaRadio.com, The Cosmic Cafe.
Dimension is but an appearance, an effect of motion, and is non-existent. A mile between apparent objects is non-existent with the disappearance of the objects. Man's fixed concept of a universe of innumerable objects separated by relative and measurable distances unfits him for thinking of the universe in any but a relative sense. Man must think in light for true comprehension of mind. All men may think in the higher octaves of light when they but comprehend, for with comprehension comes power, right? To think in light is not a new power being evolved by man like a new sense. It is a power which is already in every atom of man's composition. Atom or Adam means the same. Man thinks in the low octaves of his own integration, almost unaware that the higher octaves are within him. For the lower octaves are superimposed upon the higher. The higher octaves of incredibly higher speeds are within the lower octaves of high potential but slow speed. Ty, man, you keep coming with this deep stuff, man. I'm not following you. Just take notes. Man may shift his thinking from the low speed of his outer mind to the higher speeds of his inner mind at will, even as he can shift the gears of his motor car. Man's thinking in his low octaves of bodily integration is like a man running his motor on low gear, ignorant of the fact that he has higher gears. Whoa. Man's thinking in the higher octaves is like a man who is aware of higher gears in his car and knowingly uses them. Universal mind thinks in light and registers that thinking in light, which is integrated into the idea of the thinking and suspended for a time in the lower octaves of light in the appearance of form. Ty, man, this cosmic stuff, you killing me right now, right? Just take notes, man. Man's outer mind is an integration of light in the lower octaves of that which he calls matter. And man's outer mind thinks in the dimensions or illusions of mind or matter. Matter and mind and light and energy are the same. I repeat, matter and mind and light and energy are the same. They are one. They are existent in that they never disappear. They are constant. They are eternal. Dimension of mind or light or matter or energy is but the illusion of the mind substance due solely to more or less sustained motion. They're not telling you this in church. They're not teaching you this in schools. I'm just sharing knowledge from the ancient chemists who wrote this stuff. Dimension of mind or light or matter or energy is but the illusion of the mind substance due solely to more or less sustained motion. The substance, which is mind or light or matter or energy and is eternally existent as cause, must not be confused with its effects and motion, which are but dimensions and therefore non-existent. Dimension is purely objective. Outer mind thinking is objective thinking. Objective thinking is thinking in dimension. The substance of matter is eternal, but its illusion of dimension and form are fleeting. Matter is frozen light, crystallized light of man's own lower octaves of thinking. So even in outer mind thinking, man thinks in light, but it is meaningless to him. We don't speak with light. Man's inner mind is light, of the higher octaves of inspirational, ecstatic thinking. To man's inner vision, light is always light. It never disappears. Inner mind thinking is subjective thinking. Subjective thinking is dimensions thinking. The inner mind of man knows no darkness. Light knows light. And all that is light. This is T.Y. the Rhymer. I'm not bringing the drama. Got a little time, say a rhyme. This is the Cosmic Cafe.